KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The weekend's East Coast blizzard is moving north from the Mid-Atlantic to New England. There's a travel ban in New York City. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Our travel ban will continue into the early morning hours. We'll have an update before the evening is over with the exact time. But originally we were projected to at least midnight.
Baltimore is banning non-emergency vehicles from its streets overnight. Before moving northeast, the storm hit Kentucky, where Division of Emergency Management spokesman Buddy Rogers says it took many hours to reach all the people stranded on I-75.
It was a long, tedious process. We actually had to temporarily shut down some exits and divert people over to some shelters that were established for overnight.
In Ocean City, Maryland, Delmarva Power is cutting power to hundreds of customers in part of Ocean City as storm surge flooding submerges electrical infrastructure that serves the downtown area. Officials report, meanwhile, throughout the region, at least 18 weather-related deaths. Word is, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is thinking about running for president.
Sources tell the AP Bloomberg is worried about Donald Trump's rise in the Republican race and the impact of Bernie Sanders' campaign on Hillary Clinton's race for the Democratic nomination. He is said to be judging an independent campaign and has hired advisors who plan to conduct a poll after next month's New Hampshire primary. Bloomberg has set a March deadline to decide on whether to enter the race. If the decision is yes, sources say Michael Bloomberg is willing to spend up to $1 billion of his own fortune. I'm Ed Donahue.
In top 25 men's college basketball, number 1 Oklahoma and number 3 Kansas both win. This is AP Radio News. There was an illness at the Australian Open.
Andy Murray's father-in-law, Nigel Sears, collapsed and was taken to hospital while Murray was winning his third-round match at the Australian Open. Murray was unaware of the incident during the match because it happened on an adjoining court where the 58-year-old Sears was coaching Anna Ivanovic in her third-round match loss to American hope Madison Keys. Sears collapsed as he was leaving the court at the beginning of the second set of the match and was treated in the stadium stairway before being taken to hospital for tests. Murray's wife Kim was not on site. She's back in Scotland expecting their first child. Graham Agars, Melbourne.
Police in Canada have charged a 17-year-old boy with 4 counts of first-degree murder and 7 counts of attempted murder in a mass shooting at a school and home in a remote Aboriginal community in Western Canada yesterday. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.